Well, good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Marshall.
We are here in Atlanta for our national workshop.
That's right.
July, and with us is a special guest, Jeff Simonich.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you today.
French camp superstar.
We will be at WEFTEC 2023. October 1st through the 3rd is the actual trade show. Obviously, they'll have a conference going on as well. And we'll tell you about the booth number here in a minute, but we want to talk about what's actually going to be in the booth. So let's start right now with, exploring how your application could benefit from a slope bottom or vertical tank with a full drain.
Exactly. We'll show the slope bottom with its pad there, and, you know, it'd be great if you could bring customers or engineers by, because that's something unique to polyprocessing, and, you know, it can get you a little extra concentration and flow towards the outlet.
And so that will then leads us to a safe tank mock-up that we're going to have there as well. So off that slope bottom, we're going to have basically another containment piece with the transition fitting bolted on, so that you can see what the transition fitting looks like installed in a tank from the outside with the expansion joint and all the fitting parts, but also you can see it from the inside of that tank, right? That actually, and then from there, you can learn how to safely and simply pipe a double wall tank if you wanted to as well from there. And we'll show that, because we're going to have some clear pipe coming out of that, right?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so. And that's a thing, you know, that if you are taking advantage of, that is really a nice value-added feature for your client, is to build on that double wall piping and then put the skid in a containment tank. We have those open-top containment tanks. Put the whole pump skid right in there, and you can have containment all the way from your tank and piping to the skid.
Pump skid. Also, you can learn about the tremendous advantage of the updated oxidative-resistant resin technology called the OR1000. And that, again, is about extended life of your tank, and you can talk to one of our specialists when you're there, and they can explain that to you.
Right. We're always battling that misconception that OR1000 is necessary for some chemicals, or the cross-link won't work.
Right.
And people need to understand that the oxidation resistant is just to extend the life of a tank that will work perfectly fine, but, you know, get much longer life out of it.
That's right. And a lot of our blogs, you know, read that way too. So if you have any questions about that, take a look at our website, our blogs. It talks about that, OR1000. Also, fitting boards will be there, so you can see all the types of fittings we use. We'll have some videos running, some drop test videos and some things. We're going to have a new video that we're going to do in a couple weeks to show you how we always talk about rinsing out, cleaning out an info tank from the top, how that's easily done. Well, we're going to have a video to show you how it's done, so that when you have a customer saying, well, how do you do that? Well, here's a video to show you. Use a pressure washer or a garden hose and just clean it out, right? Other than that, I think that's it. We were just going to make sure everybody understood about WEFTEC, and we're all looking forward to seeing you. You can go. You can email marketing@polyprocessing.com if you'd like to set up an appointment. We'll have that available on our blogs and on our website here in a couple weeks, where you can make an appointment to see us at WEFTEC, and we're looking forward to it.
So, yeah, looking forward to see all of you there.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye.